بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البدحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساقت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Prophet has said that whosoever exercises ikhlas and sincerity for 40 mornings, the fountains of wisdom burst from his qalb and soul and flow over his tongue. And we were discussing around this hadith of the Prophet, and our discussion was regarding the explanation and interpretation done by Ayatullah al-Uzma Sayyid Mahdi Tabatabai Bahrul Ulum, who had defined the levels before reaching the world of ikhlas and sincerity, alam al-khulus. He mentioned 11 stages, which we have discussed by the last Thursday, and tonight we will discuss the 12th stage, which is the alam al-khulus, the world of sincerity towards Allah, which he says as this verse of Holy Quran: وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. This verse of Holy Quran is referring to the alam al-ikhlas, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ, instead they are alive, عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يرزقون, they receive risk and sustenance, you know, in the closeness of their Lord. So and also he has mentioned that because these people who are ahya, who are alive and receiving the risk, these shuhada, these people who are really the witnesses, and shaheed, which is the real literal meaning and the Quranic meaning of the word, also is the same. That means the witness. So those people who have witnessed the a'mal and actions of the human beings, and they are the real shaheed in the dictionary of Holy Quran, not necessarily a person who dies in the battlefield, because they are a whole bunch of different kinds of people having different level of ma'rifat and in-depth recognition of Allah, and different level of piety and different level of purity of the qalb and the soul. So actual shaheed in the dictionary of Quran is the one who is witness and shahid and gawah over all the a'mal of the people and actions of the people. And also Sayyid Mahdi Tabatabai Bahrul Ulum had mentioned that this these people who belong to the alam al-ikhlas and sincerity are also, you know, are eligible for this verse of Holy Quran. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. And also this verse of Holy Quran where Allah says إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Certainly we belong to Allah and towards Him are we returning back. So this is also according to him referring to the same Alamul Ikhlas and the world of sincerity. We cannot belong to Allah in the real sense of the word unless we are totally detached from not just any harams or material attachments of this temporary world, but also we are above and beyond the stage of ajsam and arwah, the bodies and the souls. So we are not even attached to our own self, which we discussed a couple of Thursdays ago. How, what does it mean to be detaching from your own self? And that's how we get finally transferred from the Alamul Jabarut, which is the Alamul Tajarrud, metaphysical world having no attachment towards matter, and Alamul Madda. We get transferred from Alamul Jabarut to the Alamul Lahut, which is the world belonging to the Sifat and Asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alamul Lahut is the world of Sifat and Asma of Allah, the names and the attributes of Allah. So this intiqal and this transfer from Alamul Jabarut to Alamul Lahut can happen when a person is not attached to himself. So this we already discussed in the previous Thursdays. And this level of reaching the Alamul Lahut is actually also called the real success. This is the real success, what Sayyid Mahdi Tabatabai says, that Zalikal Huwal Fawzul Azeem, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Safat, verse 61, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. And for the sake of this kind of, for the sake of this, the doers should do, the people who practice should practice, and, basically, we should strive. Everyone should strive to reach that level in his life, or at least we should be in the process of reaching those levels. Why we are in that level? Because we have already crossed the stage of death. When do you meet Allah? In reaching Alamul Lahut, the world of the Sifat and Asma, the world of the names and attributes of Allah. When would you reach the Alamul Lahut? When you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that right? You have to have liqa of Allah, liqa'ullah. That's why the scholars of Ilmul Kalam and Ilmul Akhlaq and Ilmul Irfan, all of them agree that maut is the liqa'ullah. Isn't that right? We have already heard from our scholars saying that at the time of death, a person reaches the level of liqa'ullah, he meets with his Lord, depending on the level of his iman. Because that kind of liqa is also not one standard way of liqa. It varies from person's ma'rifat, varies from the ma'rifat to the ma'rifat. It's not just one kind of liqa, it's levels, it's maratib. You know, depends on your iman and taqwa and taharat and ma'rifat. So this person is already beyond, Sayyid Mahdi Tabatabai says, this person is already beyond the level of kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every nafs, every life is tasting death. So basically, because this guy, by reaching the Alamul Lahut, which is the liqa of Allah, which is meeting with Allah, has already tasted death. What happens in the death? Our soul is separated from the body and transferred to the next world. So this guy has already detached his soul and transferred. So he has already tasted death. So he's beyond the reach of death already. So So in another verse of Holy Quran, Surah Al-An'am, verse 122, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَ مَنْ كَانَ مَيِّتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. The person who was basically in the light of this verse, we understand that a person who was mayyit, he was dead. فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ, Allah says that we made him alive. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ, and we provided to him nuran, a light, a divine light, yamshi bihi finnas, with which he is walking in the people. So our scholars say this nur is actually the nur of ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has the nur of ma'rifat, then he, this kind of person is emitting and giving away light and nur when he is walking in the society. So those people who have the ma'rifat of that level, they are basically, they were mayyit, their soul was dead, because it didn't have the real hayat, which comes from the ilm and amal. So now that they have the ma'rifat, they are transferred from the dead stage of soul towards the living stage of soul. And now they have the real life. So that's why, that's exactly why we say that a shaheed is alive. That's exactly why we say the ulama are alive. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam in that diwan, in that majmu'a and the book which is published in the name of the diwan of Amir al-Mu'min, which is mansub ila Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam, in that book of ash'ar and poetry of his, he says that فَالنَّاسُ مَوْتَ وَأَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ أَحْيَاءُ, that all the people are dead. فَالنَّاسُ مَوْتَ, all the people are dead. وَأَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ أَحْيَاءُ, and those who have knowledge are alive. So basically, ilm, when we say that ilm is hayat, what does it mean? It means the real hayat of the soul. We're not talking about hayat al-zahiri and maut al-zahiri. Hayat al-zahiri and maut al-zahiri. Maut al-zahiri, the zahiri death, the apparent death, even comes for a shaheed. A shaheed, when he becomes shaheed, he dies from this world. Isn't that right? He's no longer available here. So that's the apparent death, zahiri death. Zahiri death even comes for a shaheed. When Quran says, don't even think those people who became shaheed in the path of Allah to be dead. Quran is not talking about maut zahiri. Maut zahiri. Quran is not talking about that. Maut zahiri is even available for a shaheed. He doesn't remain in this world any longer. This is not what Quran is talking about. Quran is talking about al-hayatul haqiqiyya, the real life. The real life of the soul depends on our ilm, depends on our taharat of the qalb, and depends on our taqwa. And that's how a person becomes shaheed in the real sense. So look at now, coming back to the verse which I promised last Thursday that I will elaborate on, that verse from Surah Zumar, verse 68, in that وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَسَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Allah says in the Holy Quran, when the trumpet is blown, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, when the sur is blown, فَسَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, so all those in the heavens and all those in the earth will fall dead, in other words. So everybody would die. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except those whom Allah wishes. Who are those which will not die even at the time of the Sur of Israfil? There's huge discussion in the Mufassirin among the tafasir, different tafasir. So basically, I have... I will tell you a little gist of the whole discussion, how it is narrated in Tafsir al-Safi by Ayatullah al-Uzma Mullah Muhsin Faiz Kashani. The beauty of Tafsir al-Safi is that this Ayatullah al-Uzma Mullah Muhsin Faiz Kashani is one of our greatest muhaddithin of our Shia history, and he is the founder of the historic madrasa in Qum, al-Madrasatul Faydiyya, which is the historic madrasa in Qom, next to the haram of Hazrat Masuma, salamullahi alayha. That's the historic madrasa of Qom, and that's where, you know, Imam Ridwanullahi alayhi and so many of our great scholars studied in that madrasa. So Madrasa Fazliya was founded by the Sahib Tafsir al-Safi, this author of Tafsir al-Safi, Ayatullah al-Ulma, Mullah Muhsin Faiz al-Kashani, great muhaddis and mufassir. And this Tafsir al-Safi is Tafsirun Riwa'i. This is a, we have several kinds of tafsir in Islam. Certain tafsir are aqlani or aqli. That means it's based, it's intellectual, based on intellectual procedures of interpreting the verses. So, you know, certain tafsir are philosophical and intellectual. Certain tafsir are riwa'i, based on the narrations. And certain tafsir are actually tafsir al-Qur'an and al-Qur'an, because doing interpretation of Quran through certain other verses of the Holy Quran itself. In the Quran, يُفَسَّرُ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا, because Quran performs, certain parts of Quran performs the tafsir of certain other parts. So certain tafsirahs like this. So this tafsir al-Safi is tafsirun riwa'i. It is based on the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt. So here he has mentioned this riwayat that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this riwayat has been narrated from, he has narrated this narration from Tafsir al-Qummi. Tafsir al-Qummi is one of the oldest tafsir we have in the Shia history. It is in two volumes, written by Ali ibn Ibrahim al-Qummi, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the very great personalities of our glorious Shia history. Ali ibn Ibrahim al-Qummi, since the time of Ghaybat al-Sughra. So he was the closest person to the Asr al-Tashri', to the time of the Imams, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is, and the great personality of Ali ibn Ibrahim himself is a very great person and very, very muassak and great personality. And his tafsir and his riwayat are regarded very highly by our fuqaha. So this is in two volumes, Tafsir Ali ibn Ibrahim al-Qummi. So Muhaddis Kashani is narrating from Muhaddis Qummi this riwayat from Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam. Su'ila an al-Nafkhatayn. Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam was asked about the two nafkh, two blowings, because we in our belief system believe that Allah, that first time the Israfil is going to blow into the trumpet, everybody would die, everybody on earth and everybody in the heavens would die, and there will be a second blowing, and on the second blowing everybody will become alive once again. So it's narrated in Tafsir al-Qummi that when it was asked from Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam that kam baynahuma, what's the gap between the first blowing of the trumpet sur and the second blowing, second nafqa in the sur? Excuse me. His Imam replied, MashaAllah, this is what Allah wishes, what's his mashiyat and irada, his mashiyat and will. So qala akhbirni kayfa yunfaqu fi. The narrator, the Ravi, asked the Imam, let me know how it is, it will be blown. And Imam says, amma nafqatul ula, فإن الله عز وجل فإن الله عز وجل يأمر إسرافيل, الله will command إسرافيل فيهبط إلى الدنيا ومعه السور. So after the command of Allah, the Israfil will land, will come down to the to dunya along with the sur. والسور رأس واحد وطرفان, and the sur is a thing, is something which has one head and two sides. فيهبط إسرافيل بحضيرة بيت المقدس وهو مستقبل الكعبة, and Israfil is going to land you know, in the vicinity, in the area of بيت المقدس, facing towards Kaaba. فَيَنْفَخُ فِيهِ نَفْخَةً, فيخرج الصوت من الطرف الذي يلي الأرض. So he will blow into the trumpet and the voice will come out from that side of the sur and trumpet, which is basically towards the earth, because it has two sides. One side of the trumpet is facing towards the earth and the other side of the trumpet is facing towards the samawat, the heavens. So the voice will come out from that side which is facing the earth. فَلَا يَبْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ ذُو رُوحٍ إِلَّا السَّعِقَ وَمَاتَ. There isn't anyone having a soul on earth, except that he would fall down and die. So every living organism with a soul will die by hearing the voice of that trumpet. وَيَخْرُجُ الصَّوْتِ مِنَ الطَّرَفِ فَلَا يَبْقَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ ذُو رُوحٍ إِلَّا صَعِقَ وَمَاتَ. And the voice will come out from the other side of the sur and trumpet. That means that other side which is facing towards the samawat. And, فَلَا يَبْقَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ ذُو رُوحٍ إِلَّا صَعِقَ وَمَاتَ. And there will not be any one having a soul except that it will fall down and die. إِلَّا إِسْرَافِيل. Except Israfil himself. Israfil, of course, will be alive by that time. He is not going to die. He is above the stage of sur and its voice. So, so now, قَالَ فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ لِإِسْرَافِيلِ يَا إِسْرَافِيلِ مُتْ فَيَمُوتُ إِسْرَافِيلِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command Israfil to die, and Israfil will die with the command of Allah. فَيَمْكُثُونَ فِي ذَلِكَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. And all the people will stay in that stage for as long as Allah wishes in His Mashiyat. And this stage is not mentioned in the hadith. How long would be the gap between the first nafkh, first blowing, and the second blowing of the trumpet? We don't know that gap. ثُمَّ يَأْمُرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ. And it's a long riwayat, which of course I will skip the whole thing. And basically, after that, after a while, what would happen? يعني تبسط وتبدل الأرض غير الأرض يعني بأرض. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to convert this earth into a different earth. A different earth is being interpreted by our scholars is that because the hadith says that يعني بأرض لم تكسب لم تكسب عليها الذنوب بارزة ليس عليها جبال ولا نبات كما دحاها أول مرة. So this earth will get converted into a different form of earth on the day of Hashr, يوم الحشر. Just like Allah created on the day one of the creation, it had nothing on it. So likewise on يوم الحشر, this earth will be reinvented in a different form, and that form of earth will not be having that is not that earth will not have any sins done on it, because the previous earth got spoiled because of the sins of the humans. But the new earth on the Yawm al-Hashr, on the day of resurrection, will have no sins committed on the face of earth. It will have no jibal, no mountains. It will have no nabat, no plantations. So when there is no jibal, no mountains, and no nabatat, no plantations, we understand no one can hide himself behind any elevations. There are no elevations. It's a flat land. So no sinner can run away or escape or hide himself behind any mountain or any valley. So it's a flat surface on the day of Hashr. And وَيُعِيدُ عَرْشَهُ. So like I said, it's a long hadith, and it continues. كَمَا كَانَ أَوَّلْ مَرَضْ مُسْتَقِلًا بَعَظَمَتِهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ قَالَ فَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ يُنَادِي الْجَبَّارِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِصَوْتٍ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ يَسْمَعُ أَقْتَارَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. At that stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce, that will be the voice of Allah Himself. Everyone would listen in the heavens and earth. Allah will, Allah will make everyone listen in the heavens and earth. Limanil mulkul yawm. This is the verse of Holy Quran. Limanil mulkul yawm. And this is what Allah is going to announce on the day of Yawmul, you know, on that at that occasion. And فَلَا يُجِيبُهُ مُجِيبٌ عِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ فَلَا يُجِيبُهُ مُجِيبٌ. No one can reply to Allah. فَإِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ يَقُولُ الْجَبَّارُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ مُجِيبًا لِنَفْسِهِ. At that time, Allah will Himself reply to His own announcement. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. That means the kingdom belongs to Allah, who is Wahid, who is one and Qahhar. The entire mulk and kingdom belongs to Him. So it's not just under, you know, my teacher. I remember Hafizah Allah, he used to say that it's this, you know, it's not just, you know, that the mulk and kingdom of Allah will belong to none but Him on the Day of Judgment. The kingdom belongs to Allah even now. We fail to understand. It will appear, it will become zahir and obvious on all of us that the kingdom belongs to none but Allah. It will appear on us. So remember what I said once to you, that we have more than 100 names of the Day of Judgment, and one is Yawmul Zuhur. So it will become zahir on all of us. We were ignorant, some of the humans were ignorant, not to understand the fact that, you know, the kingdom belongs to Allah. So it will become zahir and obvious on all that the kingdom was His. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلَائِقَ كُلَّهُمْ وَأَمَتْتُهُمْ. I created all the creatures and I made them die. And إِنِّي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا وَحْدِي لَا شَرِيكَ لِي وَلَا وَزِيرٌ وَأَنَا خَلَقْتُ خَلْقِي بِيَدِي وَأَنَا أَمَتْتُهُمْ بِمَشِيَّتِي. I created the creatures with my hand and I made them die with my mashiyat. Wana uhyihim biqudrati, and I will make them alive with my power, with my qudrat. You know, qala fayanfukhu al-jabbaru nafkhatan ukhra fi as-sur fayakhruju as-sawt min ahad at-tarafayn alladhi yali as-samawat. So then Allah Himself is going to blow for the second time, and everybody will become alive. In this time, inshallah, it's the time of praise. We will continue the next Thursday, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.